Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Garrett with Circle of Seven Productions. I'd like to usher in today's show by sharing some rather grave news with all of you. Early this morning, Elliot Banks has passed, and this is a terrible blow for the reading community. She was a wonderful author, and one of the sweetest ladies that I ever got to meet while I was at the Romantic Times convention just a year ago. So today we're playing one of the old episodes of Canned Laughter and Coffee back from 2008. So I hope you guys will all enjoy hearing Leslie's voice. Without further ado, here's the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Once again this week, we have Renee Bernard.
Oh.
From Circle of Seven Productions, this is Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard.
Welcome, everyone, to Canned Laughter and Coffee. And I'm just excited and thrilled to announce that blackmail works. And I actually have L.A. Banks, also known as my good friend Leslie, on the show tonight. So thank you, Leslie, for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Renee, you know, I will work for food. So how you doing, lady?
Hi. I'm doing really well, actually. I'm just thrilled. I'm sorry to hear that you're a little under the weather, but...
I've got this crazy cold, so if I sound like, you know, this is my sexy vampire voice, you know?
You're sexy. Very sexy. Well, I want to be the first, or not really the first, but in addition to all your amazing awards from Essence Magazine, of course, Storyteller of the Year, and I love the One of My Favorite People on the Planet award. That's, wow, how do you top that one? But you actually got an award from the Pennsylvania governor for being the one of the best 50 women in business.
Now don't ask me how that happened, but they let an author in the bunch. They had all these very esteemed, you know, real estate, architectural firms, people that of merit, and they let me in as the one creative person that did.
Excellent.
That was
artist.
Fun.
How was the food at the governor's? Was it? How was the?
Oh, it was top notch. I mean, they had, you know, the whole swank deal with scallops wrapped in bacon and,
ooh,
you know, crab meat stuffed mushrooms and all that kind of stuff. So it was really a big deal, but I had a ball. So my daughter came up and my mom came up and a couple of my girlfriends, you know, so I had to have witnesses. So somebody to vouch for me.
Hey, they let you in, man. There's a security check.
Hey, man, they let me in. So, you know, Homeland Security is not on their mark. But I will say, you know, somehow they let me in. But it was very nice. It was very nice.
Well, no, I booked in my house. So there's, you know, you can always get in here. I don't know if I'm serving you scallops wrapped in bacon and, you know, working for food. That's wow. You did really well.
You know, I got a kid getting ready to go to college, so, you know, there is no job that's beneath me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we want to kick... I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No. It was irreverent. Keep going.
But that's what we want to hear. So, so we are kicking off, Leslie. You are here for the historic moment. We are kicking off the 10 things men should or could learn from romance novels.
Let me get my notebook.
Are you ready? So, of course, if one comes to mind, you know, by all means, flip it out there. But for my number 10, is there a drum roll, David? Can you do a drum roll? The number 10 thing that a guy can learn, ready? Clothes
Let's do a drum roll.
Matter.
Oh, thanks. Yes.
That was
clothes
a lame drum
matter.
Roll.
Yeah, because basically... I mean, I don't know how do I synthesize this, but you know, you just don't see a lot of heroes in these novels with, say, the plumber's crack or.
Oh my God, no!
Mismatched, you know, clothes or whatever. I'm just saying, no matter what century we write in, they look to see how you look in those breeches, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the number 10 thing is clothes matter.
Yeah, yeah, they do. But now for those in uniform now, now that's a biggie. You
oh.
can wear fatigues. And you will get a response.
I like that. Now, that is the one comfortable cachet. Okay, I can see that. There's
okay,
a caveat.
We must have an exception.
And speaking of men in uniform, Leslie.
Yeah?
I believe you have a story that you would love to share with our fans, / one listener probably. And that has to do with men in uniform, does it not? Something to do with
us? Honey, yes, I have stories. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
True story. You know this. And this,
yes.
I actually have witnesses. I have a girlfriend in Philly who can attest to this. My house caught on fire because roofers were on the roof smoking a cigarette and pitched the butt that never cleared the edge of the house. Okay. Real smart. This is why you go with licensed contractors. Okay. You don't go with the friend of a friend of a friend recommendation because they're on the cheap. All right. I learned this the hard way. So after these individuals tried to burn my house down, and, of course, I'm running out of the house with a manuscript in arms, sitting across the street on the church lawn, and because it's in a historic district and they couldn't get the cherry picker up to the windows because of all the wrought iron work in front of the house, these fire trucks unload. And now, of course, at this moment, as I'm listening to things crash and burn in my house, I'm not thinking about this. But these guys, they have to run the hose all the way up, like, three flights of steps in a very, like, tall brownstone, if you can, you know, picture this. Think of Manhattan brownstone in Philly. And these guys are running up the steps with, I guess it has to be 150 pounds worth of gear on. All right, and this is in the middle of June, so it is very, very hot. Well, when they come down, they save my house. Only one room burned, smoke damage, but I'm still okay. I can, you know, go back into my home. These guys, they come downstairs, and they do this thing that looked like a slow motion. I swear it had to be like Red Shoe Diaries or something in front of my house. They start stripping off the gear and filling up their helmets with water. And these guys are in the buff to the waist, okay? There's all water on their bodies. Women are stopping. Cars are, like, almost crashing as they're going by. And every one of them, every hue in the rainbow, these were fine, chiseled, cut men. And I'm like, I'm not even thinking about the fact that I probably got about $80,000 worth of damage in my house. I'm just going, oh, my God. So my girlfriend runs up, and she's like, oh, you're okay. And in the middle of asking me, was I okay? Did I have issues? What did I need a place to stay? Blah, blah. She stops, turns, and just jaw drops. And she goes, oh, my God. So, men in uniform, firefighters, I bow to the profession.
Oh, I love that story.
It's crazy, but it's true.
I just see it's the gift of a creative mind that you can be distracted by something like that and not think about the house.
Renee, it took me over. I confess, it just took me over, girl. So
every hue in the rainbow,
oh,
I can just picture it.
They were gorgeous. They were gorgeous.
So did you send them a little note or a thank you afterwards? Or?
Oh, you know, I was like, and gentlemen, anytime, like, come by. I see cops. I see firefighters. You want to come by?
Women all over Philadelphia right now are like,
yeah,
oh, I saw
glowing letters.
You know?
You know?
They're like, okay, just a little fire. I just need a little fire.
Yeah, just don't go to jail for arson, ladies, because, you know, if it gets out of hand, you could have a problem. So
there are laws. People.
There are laws, right.
That's
make sure
right.
A third party did it.
And it's right, and this was not a – here's a disclaimer. This was in no way an endorsement by Blog Talk Radio to create a fire in your home. Right. If you live in the Philadelphia, yes, this was not an endorsement. Thank
no,
you
no,
very
please
much.
Don't.
Yeah, don't do it. Although I swear,
does have the finest, yes.
Oh, that is just one of the best stories. I love that story. I can't help it. The way David gets all, you know, turned about the dance story, this is the one that does it for me. I'm going to be honest. This is the one that
I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, oh, you're so sweet. I have repeated this fireman story. I always credit you, though, Leslie.
You do.
Oh, yes. I don't try to stake it for my own. This happened to Leslie. Oh, yeah. So, okay, since your house is not currently on fire, so are you working on something fun? I see that you're, you know, besides the, I'm looking at the Bad Blood cover, I'm looking at the leather pants, I'm thinking, who looks like this in leather pants? And clearly this is one model does, but.
It's so disgusting, I know. But I'm working on werewolves. I mean, I had to give her a character defect. So at least she has that.
I can see werewolves. So how do you describe that on your Match.com website?
It's like have a little bit of issues with the moon, lunar transitions, you know. But other than that, I'm fine, you know, that kind of thing.
Require extra grooming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the times of the month, right?
Well, now that's a whole other issue for a werewolf, I can imagine. So,
yes.
So is the, so your heroine is a werewolf, or is she?
Well, she's
just hangs
this strange
out with
thing. She is a shadow wolf, which is a new breed of kind of a cross between, not the old funky kind of werewolf. I mean, she's this new sexy, well, actually, it's really old. It's based on old Native American lore of shape-shifting. So mm-hmm. she is a shadow wolf.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
well,
which has some pretty cool powers that the regular werewolf does not have.
I see. Well, I guess that's the advantage of world building. You can pretty much just give people all these wonderful skills that we ordinary mortals lack. Well, there's a little lack there. There's a little jealousy, perhaps.
Yeah.
But, werewolf. I don't know. To me, though, and I think we have different viewpoints on this, but I think that men are difficult enough, and giving them special powers is actually dangerous.
Yeah, it can be. But, see, I even the score always. You know, I always give the female just a little bit of an advantage in, you know, one area or the other. And so not to worry. This heroine, she's got them under control.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, as long as the playing field is nice and
equal. Always level.
Okay. Because, you know, when they're all superhero flying, whatever, it's just, you know, I don't want to be Lois Lane. Thank you very much.
No.
No.
This chick has them howling at the moon, truthfully.
Well put. Thanks. Thank you. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Well, they can find you online at vampirehuntress.com. Is that right?
Yep. Or at crimsonmoonnovels.com.
Okay.
So, because I had to split it up because, you know, sometimes the vampire reader folks don't like to read about werewolves and the werewolf reader folks don't like to read about vampires.
Aww.
So we have two separate communities. So there's no problems.
With
Fang Envy, we cannot have Fang Envy, you know.
The tension, it's just nonstop, that tension.
That's right. You know,
the divide.
There's a great divide. You have some people that really ascribe to the two fang, the double plunge, as opposed to those who look at upper and lower canines as the thing. So we must keep
it. The double plunge.
Hey, now. We have our own lingo in the Vampire Hunters series.
Serving
somebody mist is like...
Woo!
Like, please, girl, step back. I served him mist, honey. But
I am clearly uninformed. Leslie, thank you so much. It's been so much fun talking to you. And everyone, please check out Bad Blood. And, of course, please buy ReneeBernardAuthor.com. and send any notes or messages in. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 8:30 for more canned laughter and coffee.
Thank you, lady.
Oh, thank you. You're the best.
You have been listening to Rene Bernard, host of Canned Laughter and Coffee from Circle of Seven Productions.